Evening at 7, we'll continue with more tracks from the album in the final programme of this exclusive series. But now, here's Joe Walsh and Timothy B. Schmidt talking to us about whether there was ever a time when they thought this album would ever come out.
It used to be the record company would tell you, you're way over budget, you're done, we're putting it out. But we didn't have a record company. There are no record companies. And we didn't have any of that. I wish we would have had that, because that creates tension and conflict, and that feeds the creative process. I wish we would have had that, because we would have been done 3 years ago, if we had to be, but we weren't. And the Eagles will take as long as they can to decide anything, and we did.
Because it was so long and drawn out, and by the way, the reason we actually finished it was because we made a marketing decision which gave us a deadline because I have no doubts whatsoever that we would still be in the studio right now had we not had it, some sort of business deadline. I'm sure of it. So what the deadline did was, towards the last few weeks when we saw the deadline coming sooner and sooner, and it was sort of a self-imposed deadline, I guess, but a deadline nevertheless, when we saw it coming, our time running out, is probably when we worked the hardest, because not only did we have to finish tunes, but we actually started a couple in the last few weeks and ended up finishing them. So, I guess sometimes things come to fruition, at least partially, when your back's against the wall a little bit. It was hard work. It was, I mean, we're not out there, literally digging trenches or ditches or anything, or like, we don't have like what you'd call an everyday job, but we were in the studio for like 12-hour days into the night, and towards the end, 6 and 7 days a week. And we worked right up to the deadline. We were finishing the last song, the very last night before everything had to go to mastering the following morning. Right up to that day.
tomorrow night at 7 in the concluding part of this exclusive series on Gold, the final tracks from the album, including the epic Waiting in the Weeds. Here's Don Henley.
I started that song in my living room in Dallas. I guess maybe in June or July. I just sat down with a guitar and came up with the chorus first. And I had that title somewhere in the back of my head. I'd been saving that one. And it all came back to me. I wrote a great deal of the music, actually. Stuart just sort of helped me put the pieces together. So I'm quite proud of that song. I think it's one of the best things, you know, that I've participated in a long time.
Join me tomorrow night for the concluding part of the Eagles' Long Road Out of Eden. I'm Nicky Horn. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Join David Jensen.